Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
You are listening to Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. It's 1800 453 106 is the number if you want to get in touch with us, or you can drop me an email, lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. That's what Martin did. Martin's from County Waterford. Martin, why did you get in touch with the show?
Hey, how are you, Andrea?
Good.
Thanks for having me on the show. I was just getting in contact with you in relation to, I suppose, broadband connections with new built houses. So I was fortunate enough to actually buy a new house there about 3 weeks ago now, and I suppose I would have been naive to think that a prerequisite of that would have been an internet connection or a fibre internet connection into the premises. But it's actually turned out that that's not the case, and it does actually seem to take a while after acquiring the house that you actually get the connection. But I've tried a couple of times now to get in contact with AIR, who are responsible for actually connecting the overall development, which unfortunately they haven't responded to. And then there's also, you'd also hear from other developments or other people who have actually purchased houses that, you know, they're waiting 3, 6, even there's one case of an estate waiting over a year to be actually connected up to the fiber broadband.
You're not a one-off build then, by the sounds of it, Martin. You're in a development, are you?
Yeah, it's in a development, and sort of strangely enough, it's actually a development within a development. So if you look 50 yards up the road from my house, there's probably a housing estate of 100 houses, which are all connected. And then also, like, you know, it's in a built up town, so it's not an area of which the national broadband rollout is trying to get to. You know, there's already that connection is already there in the area.
So how many houses are you talking about in your spot?
There's 15 in the current phase that have been built, but there's obviously more to come. There's 15 houses without a fibre connection.
Right. And what, you can't get through to AIR at all?
Yeah, I've tried a couple of times now. So first off, I would have got in contact with their customer service helpline, but they didn't really know how to deal with my query. So I got in touch with the AIR Twitter account who put me onto Open AIR, who are actually responsible for the actual connections in the ground rather than the actual mobile account. So, but since I've tried to email them now numerous times, but still haven't actually received a response. So,
so where do you go?
I suppose that's the question, you know, and I suppose whether the house has a fibre connection now or not, you know, it doesn't. But I suppose the thing for me really is to understand how long that period is going to be. Is it going to be 3 months, 6 months, you know, potentially a year? You know, when I bought the house, I actually work from home,
right.
So I'm not office based. So, you know, I rely heavily on actually having a fibre connection for the ability to work from home. So it's unfortunate now that I actually have to continue renting where I currently am, even though I actually have purchased a house and have mortgage payments.
You're still continuing to rent the house that you're in, Martin, having bought a house 3 weeks ago. You can't move this. You can't move into it then.
Well, I suppose I need to have a job to pay for the for the mortgage. So, you know, it was either one or the other. But yeah, no, I suppose unfortunately I was naive, probably thinking a prerequisite of a new house would be that there'd be an internet connection with it.
I kind of would have thought the same, to be honest.
Which doesn't seem to be the case, you know. I think a lot of people would have been in a similar boat to me now, thinking that.
Yeah, so look, if listeners are struggling with broadband connectivity, if you're like Martin or find yourself in a similar situation, give us a shout. You can get us on WhatsApp, voice note me 087 1400 106. Martin, our own tech correspondent Jess Kelly is with us here in studio. Have you any advice or help for Martin?
I have so much sympathy and empathy because this is an incredibly frustrating situation to be in. As you know, I'm kind of on the house buying hunt at the moment. And one of my big things is to make sure that there is connectivity no matter where I am. This is something that people don't think about until you're in a situation like Martin. If before you get to Martin's stage, and Martin, this isn't too helpful for you, but I'll get to you in a sec. If you go to comreg.ie, which is the regulator for the telecommunications industry, and you put in the AIR code of your property or your potential property, not only will it tell you what mobile networks cover your area, but it'll also tell you about the connectivity in terms of broadband as well. So that is a really, really good tip to take advantage of before you purchase. When it comes to Martin's situation in particular, look, you can go on and you can see what potential providers would facilitate you. I'm on the Open Air website here now, and they have what's called a geodirectory file. So this is where anytime new estates are being built, any new builds come on, and they're registered with an air code. That gets filed into their geodirectory. That's updated once a quarter. So every quarter, AIR will update their database and identify what properties need to be catered to, what properties are being facilitated by the National Broadband Plan, and what properties are outside their zones. So hopefully, if you manage to talk to a human being within Open Air, they should be able to give you some form of timeline. But this is massively problematic. Mm. And it also should be noted, this isn't just an issue that faces that new builds face as well. We have homes and businesses in this country that are kind of falling between two stools of the National Broadband Plan intervention area and the fibre provided by commercial providers. And there are people who are still on shocking speeds. And the most frustrating thing is their neighbour two doors down could qualify for fibre.
Right.
But it literally comes down to the centimetre on the footpath where you are, whether or not you can have fibre.
I actually want to hear from some of those residents and business owners today. So is it just as simple then, Martin just needs to put in the air code into this geo directory and that'll be the first step?
You need to get on to, so Open Air actually have the email address here. It's newdevelopments@openair.ie. There's also a phone number, which I'm sure you've already tried, Martin. But if you're not satisfied at all, what you should do is get on to ComReg. As I said, they are the regulator for this, and register your situation and scenario, and hopefully somebody will get back to you. But it is massively frustrating for people.
In the meantime, though, Martin, you're going to continue to rent and pay the mortgage.
But can I ask, Martin, just before you answer that, Martin, what type of coverage do you have from a mobile data point of view on your phone in the house?
Yeah, well, see, I've actually connected up to a mobile broadband connection already, but that's probably sufficient to stream a TV show or scroll the internet. But in terms of actually managing a day's work, it wouldn't be sufficient. And I suppose it wouldn't be reliable enough that you would stay in the house with it, you know, knowing that I suppose any rain or wind can actually have a big impact on 4G connections.
Okay, you've got 4G, it's not 5G, is it?
No, it's 4G in the area. And even on, I think you sort of mentioned on the postcode or the air code, they're actually only updated quarterly on the system. So even if you purchase a house on the 1st of January, their systems won't actually won't see that till the 1st of April. So even if the house is connected for fibre broadband, they actually can't connect you for 3 months.
It's incredibly frustrating.
So it's to continue to rent then, Martin, in the meantime till you hit the start of April till you can register this air code? In the hope that that'll... It's we've contacted AIR ourselves, Martin, to see if we can get any statement from them or see if we can get any comment. So if we get that, we'll certainly bring it to you. I don't know, Jess or Brilliant. Martin, if this is of any help. Listener says you can get wireless 500 broadband. This listener's in Bray. The best they can get, though, is 100 part fibre. Is it the Syro AIR saying that they can retrofit to my area but won't be getting the fibre up to 1 gig? Starlink will get at least 100. Says this texter.
Starlink, that's the satellite broadband, and it is good, but it's quite expensive. I do think in this day and age, you know, we've heard the government and we've heard everyone bang on about how fibre is the future. It's a future-proof solution, all the rest. The fact that we have the MBP being rolled out, it means the commercial providers should be providing to the people who are outside the intervention area. But it is probably one of those things that it's going to take time because there are so many homes outside the intervention area. But it is very much a case of staying on with Open Air, registering your air code, but also get onto ComReg in the meantime and see if they can intervene.
Another texter, Martin, not what you want to hear, says, I had exactly the same issue. This is Mark as Martin with our broadband. It took 6 months to get the fibre connection sorted out. But in the meantime, we used the Starlink system, which was extremely good. Another texter says, unlike Martin, I'm in an established estate built in 1979. My issue is AIR are here, but say they're not. The connection is only 10 feet away from my front door. The tech guys who put it in told me it's a matter of running the cable to my actual front window, and that's all it'll take, Jess.
I have travelled the country hearing stories exactly like this. I have stood at the end of people's driveway and seen the pole that has the cable. And I have heard them in utter frustration saying, they can't drag the cable. Like, I'd almost go out and drag the cable up myself. It's only that little bit more to do. It is that last little bit of connection. Unfortunately, we do have to stay on the case because
you can hear the frustration of Martin there.
I remember reading a draft of the National Broadband Plan from over 10 years ago, and Alex White was the minister at the time, and he said it's as vital a utility as electricity. So we have people in this country who are now working from home, which they weren't doing at the time that statement was written, and they can't get online.
Porrick is on the line as well. Porrick, you've been listening to Martin there. What issue did you have?
Same. We're a one-off build. So we moved a mobile home onto the site back in October 21 and started the process that month to try and get internet. And I eventually got connected October 22. So I spent a year chasing MBI, chasing air, trying to get this done, get the air cord sorted. So yeah, it's a long road and it's a frustrating one.
Did you get to the end of it?
I did. Yeah, we got to the end of it. It was October 22, so it was exactly a year by the time.
A full year waiting.
Yeah.
And were you working from home, Porrick?
Yeah, I work from home. I provide social media services for businesses and that. So it's important that I had internet, and I'm also a filmmaker. So I do a lot of uploading of films and stuff to distributors. So having high-speed broadband was necessary. And it's funny listening to what Martin was saying. My connection was literally 50 metres from the mobile. Mm. And we ran ducting ourselves on the site. An air engineer came out and he organised a pole within a week of being contacted. But MBI then, it was every excuse. It was, we have to do a survey. Your nearest connection is this far away. We need to have an engineer go up and make sure we can put it into a mobile. Like we every excuse, I couldn't get over it.
Just the point on MBI, I think it's important just to, because I actually went out with MBI it's probably years ago now, just to see how the process works. And it is a slow process because it has to be thorough. So what they do is they go out and before they dig up a bit of dirt to lay a bit of cable, they have to fully survey not only every bit of land, but every single telecom pole that's in that area. They then need to assess how many meters of cable they'll need. Mm. Then they have to go into some ducts, but they don't necessarily own all of the ducts. So it's really frustrating when you're the person who wants to get online.
Than you might think. You got sorted in the end though, Porrick, and that's good to hear. Unfortunately, poor Martin is now renting and paying his mortgage. He tries to get internet connection in his own house. There is a listener suggesting, Martin, would a serviced office not be a cheaper option than renting accommodation on a temporary basis?
Yeah, no, to be honest, Andrea, that's something I've actually been thinking about. But I suppose for me, it's just more a case of knowing the duration that I'll be out of internet or won't have it connected to the house. Because if it's short term, it's probably just easier for me just to continue just renting the premises for that short period. But if it's going to be something like 3 months or 6 months, then yeah, it would be a case I'd have a look into a shared office. But it's actually, I suppose, the communication back to me to understand exactly how long the...
Should you envisage, our listener's saying anything between 6 months to a year, which I know is not what you want to hear, Martin, but if we get anything back...
Great news, is it?
No, we'll certainly let you know. In the interim, Jess, the Starlink, a lot of the texters, another listener here living in Leitrim, works in the IT sector, the service is extremely reliable, 50 quid a month, says this listener. Will that work right now, though, for Martin?
It depends on the exact location. The best advice I can give you is to go to that Comreg, put in your air code and see what is available there for you in terms of connection, but also be mindful of the cost. Like, I do know that certain towns around the country have the broadband connection points, which are basically local towns or town centres where you can go in, rent a hot desk, usually between 8 and 10 quid a month or a day, or you can get a longer term lease of one as well. So there are solutions. None of them are ideal, but the rollout of broadband, like this is something that a lot of people are screaming for. And if any way could make it, if anything could make it faster, it would have been done by now. Unfortunately, it is just one of those things that needs to roll out.
Martin and Pork, thanks a million to you both for getting in touch with us. Jess, just before I let you go, there's a lot of listeners, you know, getting in touch about this. I'm also one of the people in the dead zone for broadband. Our neighbours who were just 300 yards away, get the fibre optic. We can't. We use Three Mobile. It's the only one we can get to work living in Kildare. Another texter says, if Martin knows somebody in the estate that has broadband, he can ask them, can he bounce off their signal or bounce the signal off them? I did it. We paid the broadband between us. Working perfectly, says this listener.
Yeah, it depends, I suppose, on the distance between the properties. And I don't know that that would be the most consistent connection and the most reliable connection. But look, if it worked for you, then absolutely fair play.
Yeah, listener in Dublin 12 on the Nace Road. My connection is fast enough, but it's not stable, though. I checked online and fibre. It'll be available in the next 25 to 35 years, according to the NIB.ie.
I think that might be a slight exaggeration.
25 to 35 years.
Yeah, no, because the NBP, it should be done in the next 2 or 3 years, depending on the timelines. Again, you can go to mbi.ie, put in your air code there. If you are in the intervention area, it'll tell you when you can expect it. But japers, I'd hope it'd be a bit quicker than that.
I live in a row of houses just off the main street. I can't get broadband, no connection to me, says this listener. Another texter, bought a house 3 years ago, looked at so many houses, and I asked every auctioneer what the broadband connection was like, and not one knew. I had to call each broadband provider to find out myself. You'd think when selling a house, the information would be top of the list.
Comreg.ie, pop in your air code, and I guarantee, and not only just for broadband, but for phone network coverage as well, because some homes, still in today's world, will have no phone signal within the house. So pop into comreg.ie, put in your air code, and then you'll get all the answers.
Our WhatsApp tells me there are lots and lots of houses across the country, Jess, looking to get a connection internet. Like, I mean, in the era of telling people working from home and bringing in legislation around it.
But this is the frustrating thing. And do you know what's bananas is, and as you're hearing from listeners there now, this isn't rural Ireland's issue. No. This is a whole island of Ireland's
issue.
Somebody
in the Nace Road.
It's bananas.
Lunchtime live at newstalk.com is the email address. Our own tech correspondent, Jess Kelly. Listeners, Porrick and Martin, thanks a million to you both for getting in touch.
Lunchtime live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.